KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky and 27 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, New Jersey Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Cory Booker says he hopes the election raises the moral conscience of the country, and he's cautioning his fellow Democrats not to succumb to tribalism.
The 60 million people that voted for Donald Trump are not our enemy. They are our countrymen and women. And understand this. The call of the Democratic Party, the ultimate moral call, is not to beat Republicans simply. It's to unite Americans in common cause and common purpose.
Booker urged a crowd in Shenandoah on New Year's Day not to get hung up on the policy differences among the Democratic candidates.
Let me tell you a little secret. Whoever becomes your president is probably going to steal the 90-100 policy ideas, platforms that each of us have. They better be taking the best ideas from the whole lot to bring them to bear in our policies.
Booker, the former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, said mayors understand how to enact real change with little money.
In all the candidates here, we're all really good people, but the next president's going to face impossible problems, and they can't play by the rules that we're playing by now. They have to think of creative ways to get us out of these situations. If I'm your president, I am not going to give in or give up on anything.
Booker campaigned in Creston early Wednesday afternoon and spoke to more than 100 people last night in Perry. California billionaire Tom Steyer kicked off a bus tour of Iowa with an event in Council Bluffs on New Year's Day. Joe Biden is getting a high-profile endorsement for his presidential bid as Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer becomes the first member of Iowa's congressional delegation to take sides in the Democratic nominating contest. In an interview with the Associated Press ahead of her announcement on today, the Congresswoman cites Biden's experience and says he's the candidate who can unite Democrats, independents, and some Republicans. Finkenauer hosted 9 presidential contenders at a November forum in her congressional district, demonstrating her potential influence. Polls suggest Biden is in a jumble of top contenders in Iowa, along with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. Other news, the new state mandate that began with the new year requires all health care providers to send prescriptions directly to the patient's pharmacy through a secure device and a special software program. The chair of the family medicine at Mercy One Central Iowa, Tim McCoy, says they launched the e-prescription system in their clinics last September.
It does speed up things for nursing staff, and patients don't have to come to the pharmacy or come to the clinic to take a written prescription. A lot of my patients are elderly, and someone would have to come pick a script up, or they couldn't get to the clinic.
Dr. McCoy says the system has benefited patients.
Especially patients that have, you know, troubles with transportation, elderly patients. It's actually been very helpful, and patients have been actually very appreciative of that.
E-prescriptions have been shown to reduce the number of pharmaceutical and medical errors, as well as the amount of falsified prescriptions, which have contributed to opioid misuse. January is typically the worst of the peak months for the flu in Iowa, and health officials warn things are shaping up for a particularly severe season for the flu and other respiratory viruses. Dr. Melanie Wellington, an epidemiologist at the University of Iowa Hospitals, says they're concerned because the southern hemisphere had a bad flu season.
We use that as an indicator to predict what's going to happen during our flu season, and it suggests that this flu season could be a bad one, but that is not a science.
Iowans are being advised to watch out for what's called a respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Symptoms are similar to the common cold, but it can cause severe illness or even death in young infants, the elderly, and those with compromised immune systems.
You should seek medical attention if you have a cold this year where it's simply not getting better, where your breathing rate goes very high, where someone's struggling to breathe, grunting, or having troubles with their oxygen levels.
RSV affects between 10 and 20% of the state's population each year. Wellington said the best way to prevent RSV is by regularly washing your hands. She notes it's still not too late to get a flu shot, and while flu often shows up during October and November, the peak months are December through February, though cases are sometimes reported as late as May. Recreational marijuana became legal in Illinois Wednesday, and one distributor has set up a heated tent and a shuttle service in preparation for new border crossing customers. Nature's Treatment of Illinois is located just outside of the Quad Cities in Milan. The store's Tammy LaFontaine says they've already gotten a lot of interest from across the border.
We are expecting a lot of Iowa residents. I have been fielding phone calls from people saying they're traveling from the middle of Iowa, they're renting rooms in Jumers, et cetera. It's going to be quite busy here.
Out-of-state residents will be able to buy half the amount of marijuana that in-state residents can buy. LaFontaine says they're also trying to warn out-of-state residents about the legal limitations.
It's still federally illegal. So whatever they're going to purchase here in Illinois, they need to find a place that they can consume it in, and those need to be private residences. So if you have friends in Illinois, go to their house, enjoy your cannabis, go back home.
It is still illegal to use marijuana in public in Illinois, to transport it across state lines, or to drive under the influence of the drug. And the state medical director says that while very few Iowa kids are smoking cigarettes these days, there have been a sharp increase in the use of other kinds of nicotine products. Dr. Caitlin Padotti says 22% of 11th graders admitted on a 2018 survey that they used e-cigarettes to vape.
And that's in contrast to just 2 years prior, when only 9% of 11th graders reported using those products.
Dr. Padotti, who works in the Iowa Department of Public Health, is state medical director and state epidemiologist. She says the U.S. Surgeon General has declared e-cigarette use among youth to be an epidemic for a good reason.
We know that nicotine is highly addictive. We know that it can affect things like learning, memory, and attention, especially in people whose brains are still developing, which happens until about age 25. There's also some concern that some of these products might contain things we don't even know about, and so they might have short or long-term health effects.
Research also shows routine nicotine use among teenagers increases anxiety. A 2018 survey found 2% of 6th graders and 8% of 8th graders admitted they had vaped, and state officials warned that they're using things that look like wristwatches, computer thumb drives, or pens that adults may not recognize as a vaping device. One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to quit smoking, and a survey finds 70% of Iowa smokers want to quit, while 50% will try to quit in 2020. There are mixed messages circulating about how vaping can help smokers kick the habit, messages that are blatantly false, according to Erica Sward, a spokeswoman for the American Lung Association.
We know that smokers are confused. Smokers want to end their addiction and not be really held hostage by nicotine and tobacco products.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not found any e-cigarette to be safe and effective in helping smokers quit, she says. And the American Lung Association is urging smokers to step away from all tobacco and nicotine products and not to switch to vaping.
The Lung Association believes that every smoker can quit and can quit for good. And we know that it's hard. But if smokers want to talk to their doctors or call 1-800-LUNG-USA or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, they can work with someone who is an expert at helping people quit and end their addictions for good.
Surveys find about 16% of Iowa adults smoke cigarettes and more than 5% use e-cigarettes. As for Iowa teens, about 4.4% smoke cigarettes, while 22% of Iowa 11th graders use e-cigarettes. Breaking the addiction can be very difficult, and the advice of a professional may be the key.
Every person takes a slightly different approach to how they can be most successful in quitting. And that's why it's so important to work with someone with that experience, including the American Lung Association, to find the exact way that they can be most successful in improving their health for 2020.
The Iowa Department of Public Health reported nearly 50 cases of serious illnesses related to vaping during 2019. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.